Blog Talk Radio.
Behave wisely in a perfect way. Oh, when will you come to me? I will walk within my house with a perfect heart. And whenever I see the word heart, sheep, I substitute it with the word mind or thought. I will set nothing wicked before my eyes. I hate the work of those who fall away. It shall not cling to me. A perverse heart shall depart from me. Perverse means sheep. Yes, you are correct. It means unacceptable behavior or unreasonable action. I will not know wickedness. Whoever secretly slanders his neighbor. Oh, here's another one. What does slander mean? Oh, you're so smart, sheep. You're right. It means to lie on someone, make a false statement, or a damaging statement on his neighbor. Him I will destroy. The one who is haughty, or the one who has a haughty look. What does haughty mean? Yep, you're right about that. It means you think that you're better than anyone else. Proud, like you know everything or you run everything. And a proud heart. Him I will not endure. My eyes shall be on the faithful of the land, that they may dwell with me. He who walks in a perfect way, he shall serve me. He who works deceit, another question, what does deceit mean? You are so smart. It does mean trickery, as well as not telling the truth. You're misrepresenting the truth. Shall not dwell within my house. he who tell lies shall not continue in my presence. Verily, I will destroy all the wicked of the land, that I may cut off all the evildoers from the city of Yah the Lord. I have read to you in its entirety Psalms 101, promised faithfulness to Yah the Lord. Sheep, let's have a word of prayer. Our Father God in heaven, we, your lost sheep, humble our body and mind when coming to you with sincere prayer, praise, and worship, because you are gracious and merciful toward us. We thank you for all the blessings that you have given us, sound, sane mind, excellent health, love, family, peace, patience, just everything. We thank you for throwing us lost sheep in your legacy. I also thank you for keeping natural disasters away from Detroit, Michigan, your favorite city, or your blessed city where I live. I pray this prayer in your son's name. Amen. This is the Feed My Sheep Show. I am Sandra Harris, your host. Thank you for listening to this show this morning, this Sunday morning. Normally, this show, the Feed My Sheep Show, airs on Sabbath with Blog Talk Radio. It comes on at 8 a.m. most Sabbath mornings or Saturday mornings. Of course, I want you all to know that I am a Sabbath worshiper. You'll find that written in the Old Testament book of Exodus, chapter 20, verse 8. It says, remember the Sabbath day. The Sabbath day is a Saturday to keep it holy and rest. Sabbath starts Friday evening, and I think the evening time is about around 5 o'clock. And it ends on Saturday evening. So catch my program this coming Sabbath at 8 o'clock. I also want you to know that this theme song that I use, Jesus is Love by Mr. Lionel Richie, will play in its entirety starting next Sabbath. And that's because I received an email telling me as of April the 8th, 2014, my XP will no longer have protection. So I have opted not to turn my computer on as of April the 8th. I want you, sheep, to follow me to the book of Nehemiah, chapter 8, verse 17. That's where I left off. I want you to have your New King James Version of the Bible, and if not any Bible, just read along with me. Now, my New King James Version of the Bible may read a little differently from yours. For example, last week when I read Psalms 100, it says, make a joyful shout to the Lord. But my other Bible says, make a joyful noise to the Lord. So that's where if a word here or there may be a little different. Also, I want you to have your pen, pencil, paper. You might want to write something down that I read or say. Let's go. We're in the book of Nehemiah, chapter 17. Let's read. So the whole congregation of those who had returned from captivity, and captivity means imprisonment or slavery, made booths and sat under the booths, since the days of Joshua, the son of Nun, until that day the children of Israel had not done so. And there was very great gladness. Also, day by day, from the first day until the last day, and he's talking about Ezra. We're finishing reading the chapter 8, where Ezra reads from the law. He read from the book of the law of God, and they kept the feast 7 days, and on the eighth day there was a sacred assembly according to the prescribed manner. Now, we have finished reading chapter 8 of Nehemiah, and again, Nehemiah gives us some wonderful points. I always wondered why we stood up when the book was being read. So this tells me there are about 5 different things in chapter 8 that the book tells when Ezra and his helpers read from the books. And when we're talking about the books, we're talking about the books of Moses, the Torah, the first 5 books. That's what I'm thinking. One, Ezra says, the people stood up. 2, they lifted up their hands. 3, they bowed their heads and their faces to the ground. And the 4th thing they did was after the service, they were not, well, during the service, he told them that they are not to be sad and they are to be joyful. And after service, they are to share their food, eat, drink, and be happy, share their food with those who have not. And the 5th thing was to have booths when they are doing the feast of the Lord. And you'll find those feasts in the book of Leviticus. That reminds me, Easter is not a feast of the Lord. I ask you sheep not to partake in that. And if you do partake, and you go to church on Sundays, Sunday worshipers are following Emperor Constantine. They're not following the book of the Bible. They're not believers in the Bible, in my view, because they're following what Constantine told them. And they are following, because we came out of slavery, a lot of us do not know that Constantine changed the Sabbath worship to a Sunday worship. But you know, because I'm telling you, and I have had just a little bit more education than some, not many, and I'll tell you this as well, I was not all that smart because I didn't pay attention. And I still don't to this day to a lot of things. You know, you say something, it just passed through my ears. And sometimes I remember, sometimes I won't. Nor did I complete. I am a dropout. Hopefully I can go back at this old age. Now, we're on in Nehemiah chapter 9. Confess their sins. I have 16 minutes left, so let's read as much as we possibly can. Now, on the 24th day of this month, the children of Israel were assembled with fasting and sackcloth and dust on their head. Now, it needs for you to know that the Hebrew calendar, and this book is written in Hebrew, I think, I read earlier the preface, and the Hebrew months are not the same as the months that we have in America. So when they're talking about, it's the seventh month that they're talking about, and the seventh month in the Hebrew calendar, I don't know when it starts. And this is what I want you all to understand, is that they are not talking about the month of July, for that is the seventh month in the United States, but they're talking about the seventh month on the Hebrew calendar. Let's read Nehemiah chapter 9, verse 2. Then those of Israelite lineage separated themselves from all foreigners, and they stood and confessed their sins and their iniquities of their fathers. Now, iniquity is another word for sin. Verse 3, and they stood up in their place and read from the book of the law of Yah, the Lord their God, for one-fourth of the day. And one-fourth, that's to me, is like 4 hours. Four hours. And another fourth, they confessed and worshiped Yah, the Lord their God. Excuse me, I am burping. I don't mean to, but it's just happening. Verse 4. We're in Nehemiah chapter 9, verse 4. Then Jeshu, Bani, Kadmiel, Shebaniah, Bunai, Kenaya, Benai, and Shebaniah stood on the stairs of the Levites and cried out with a loud voice to Yah, the Lord their God. I must say that I said I should have said Shebaniah, Bani, and Kenaya stood on the stairs of the Levites and cried out with a loud voice to Yah, the Lord their God. Verse 5. Then the Levites, Jeshua, Kadmiel, Bani, Hasabaniah, Daya, Sherebaniah, and Pethaniah, stood up and blessed Yah the Lord your God forever and ever. Blessed be your gracious name, which is exalted above all blessings and praise. You alone are Yah the Lord. You have made heaven, the heaven of heavens, with all their hosts. And when they're talking about hosts, that's the moon, stars, the planets, the people, everything. The earth and all the things on it, the seas and all that is in them. And you preserve them all. The host of heaven worships you. You are Yah the Lord God, who chose Abram and brought him out of Ur, the land of the Chaldees. This is where I want you to have your computer and you Google the land of Ur, and it will show you that it is in the land of Iraq, where around 2001, 2002, the president at that time gave it shock and awe, if you can remember. If not, if you're too young and you're listening to me, ask your parents to Google shock and awe for you and see what comes up. I need to Google that myself so I can find out what comes up. And gave him the name Abraham. You found his heart. And when I see the word heart, as I've said before, I think of mind, because your mind is where you get your thoughts. Faithful before you, and made a covenant with him to give the land of the Canaanites, the Hittites, the Amorites, the Perizzites, the Jebusites, or Jebusites, and the Girgashites, to give it to his descendants. You have performed words, for you are righteous. You saw the affliction. What does affliction mean? You're right about that again. It means pain and suffering caused by someone, or it just means pain and suffering of your fathers in Egypt, and heard of their cry by the Red Sea. Okay, I have 9 minutes left. You showed signs and wonders against Pharaoh, against all his servants, and against all the people of his land, for you knew that they acted proudly against them. So you made a name for yourself, as it is to this day. You have divided the sea before them, so that they went through the midst of the sea on dry land. And their persecutors, and who are persecutors? You're right, they are oppressors or those who harass you. And their persecutors you threw into the deep as a stone into the mighty waters. Moreover, you led them by day with a cloudy pillar. You can look that up as well on your computer. Google that. And by night with a pillar of fire. Look that up as well, a pillar of fire, to give them light on the road which they should travel. You came down also on Mount Sinai. Now, I need to look that up to see where Mount Sinai was or is. And when I say look it up, I mean go onto your computer and look, Google it, and just type in the word Mount Sinai. And that's spelled M-O-U-N-T space S-I-N-A-I. And spoke with them from heaven and gave them just ordinances or regulations and true laws, good statutes and commandments. You made known to them your holy Sabbath. And let me just finish reading this sentence and then come back with a few words that I wanted to say. And commanded them precepts or rules, statutes and laws by the hand of Moses, your servant. Okay. And what I want to say here is that if we are followers of God or of Jesus, of Yahweh, we should follow his commandments. And by you going to church on Sunday, you are disobedient. You're not following the commandments of God. You're following the commandments of man. And those you are not supposed to do. That's called an abomination of desolation. When man laws take over in God's church, or you follow man-made laws, those are the abomination of desolation. So if your pastors are not following what's written in the Bible, then know that you are following man-made laws. And you'll find the abomination of desolation written in the book of Daniel. It does not give you the exact saying man-made laws, but I was praying hard to God, and I was about to say something else when I read it, the abomination to desolation, of desolation. But it come right in my mind that abomination of desolation are man-made laws. And if you can continue reading this Bible, you would understand that. That's just like years ago when I had a history class and I found out that Constantine changed the Sabbath worship to a Sunday worship, then that's how I know about it. And I'm telling you, I am not the sharpest knife in the drawer, but I do know a little bit about a little bit of this and a little bit about that. So I tell you what I know. When Nehemiah chapter 9, verse 15, you gave me bread. Let's see how much more time I have. 5 minutes. It says, chapter 9, verse 15, you gave them bread from heaven for their hunger and brought them water out of the rock for their thirst and told them to go in and possess the land. The land that he's talking about is in chapter 8, the Canaanites, the Hittites, Amorites. they were to go in and possess the land which you had sworn to give them. Verse 16, when Nehemiah 9, verse 16. But they and our fathers acted proudly, hardened their necks, and did not heed your commandments. They refused to obey, and they were not mindful of the wonders that you did among them. But they hardened their necks, and in their rebellion is to resist the law or not obey the law. They appointed a leader to return to bondage, and bondage is slavery. But you are God, ready to pardon. Pardon means to forgive. Gracious and merciful, slow to anger, abundant in kindness, and did not forsake. Forsake means to abandon them. Let's see. Verse 18. Even when they made molded calves for themselves and said, this is the God that brought you out of the land of Egypt. Now that's blasphemy. They're not telling the truth. And worked great provocations. They made God angry by saying that. We're going to stop right here at, well, let's see. Maybe I'll continue reading to verse 20. We're at verse 19. It says, Yet your manifold mercies, and manifold means numerous or many, you did not forsake them in the wilderness. Forsake means to abandon. The pillar of cloud did not depart from them by day to leave them on the road, nor the pillar of fire by night to show them light and the way they should go. We're going to stop here at Nehemiah, verse 20, chapter 9, and we'll pick up there next Sabbath, or this coming Sabbath. See, let's have a closing word of prayer. Our Father God, we, your lost sheep, thank you for restoring us and keeping the evil one away from us. We thank you for your constant protection from that evil one. Thank you for giving us this day our daily bread and forgiving our debts as we forgive our debtors. In your son's name, I pray that prayer. Amen. Remember, sheep, to always take our Heavenly Father God with you everywhere you go. And if it's God's will, I will be back with you I'll be back with you on Sabbath. Now, I do not want you to participate with Easter. Don't go buying clothes and whatever they do in Easter. I used to be an Easter, do that on Easter, but I no longer, now that I found out the truth. I want you to go and purchase this book, How to Eat and Live Longer. Go to www.eatandliveelonger.com and purchase that book. The Bible also tells you in Leviticus chapter 11 not to eat swine meat. So stop eating pork. Don't eat ham Easter. God loves you, and so do I. I did not hear my song playing. Thank you, Heavenly Father.